Tonight we're talking Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, episode 10. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. What up? We back.
What inventing? Do the crab. Do the crab. We do like a Pokemon. Rolling up another
pound every time you look up. You fuck with his eyes. You over there trying to
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janaby here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my favorite peoples in the world. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Nicolette Sensei Don't Play Gone.
What's happening?
And the very professional Stefan Wallace, available for bookings.
Whenever you like.
Hi, y'all.
Oh my gosh, why so serious?
You know, Stefan had a long day today.
I did have a long day. I ain't been in the sun in a minute. It's hot out here in Cali.
It's hot out here.
We all suffocating out here in the valley. It's still like 105 degrees outside.
Oh, but also on a serious note, I know it's been a little bit. We haven't been around in what? It's been two weeks. I wanted to officially apologize to anybody out there that is of the Muslim faith that was offended by my former comments that were done in humor, but obviously, you know, I need to be more sensitive.
Stand up guy.
Yeah.
We didn't even prompt him to do that.
We didn't say nothing. I did not talk any shit to him about what he said.
See that, y'all? You know what I mean? Like, we get carried away sometimes, and you know what I mean?
We do.
Shit happens. Right.
Thank you, Alexis. So, before I get into it, I just have to tell you guys this, but why I came into the studio tonight.
Why?
Threw this shirt on, right? And Marissa, one of the engineers here, she didn't mean to shade me, but
she told me she was like,
oh my God, really cool shirt. She was like, it looks like one of those Rose Art posters. Y'all know what I'm talking about? The way you would color it in, it's like the weed smoke as the black light comes on.
It was too funny, y'all.
All right, smoker. Let's get into it because there was a fire in the palace, y'all.
Oh my gosh, y'all.
Ring the alarm. She's been through it too long.
But I'll be damned if I know.
So...
apparently that's the part you all like.
We've seen Baby Hair Idol doing her rehearsals.
Baby Hair Idol.
Yes.
Over there
doing her rehearsals.
Was it our TV or did she have blue contacts in?
Oh my God.
I mean, these TVs here be on some.
Okay, because see, that's why I didn't know if it was
the TV. Oh no, those were blue
really
contacts.
Okay, because when she was in the club, blue. It didn't look, yeah.
Those were bright blue.
I
didn't know people still did that, like, for real.
I mean, what's their face?
Except the people that we make fun of, like the one person that I won't say.
Wait, now I need to know.
Moving on.
Okay, so please, can we just quickly talk about Mama D's cane? Because she came in like, hey, big spender. Like, she was trying to be the backup dancer for Betty. She was like...
And she was like, I could have pimped you out, girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, you would have made good money for me, girl.
And then the intro was so weird. It was like Betty wanted to go in for a hug. Like, I can't believe someone from the cast actually like wants to talk to me. Like, I can't believe I got another scene with somebody else. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I might get a full
time
part.
She's like, yes, it's Mama D.
Shout out to Mama D for keeping it real. She said, 50% nosiness.
Yeah, she was real honest.
That's Marcus said Mama D had her professional wig on.
Yeah, she did. The shortcut.
She said, I've been hanging around Deb lately.
Okay.
I love it. I blame Erica Dixon.
It's all her fault, for sure.
She had her Deb wig on. Next week. So Betty tells her that, you know, so Mama D wants Betty and Scrappy to get married.
Because she's so pretty.
Holy moly.
What?
I don't know this.
And where did that come from? Like, why?
Well, now we know she got bipolar.
Mama D.
And be drunk sometimes.
I'm sorry.
When she starts meddling, it always goes way too far.
You know?
And like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Well, so... She tells her about, you know, that Scrappy said he can't work with her anymore ever since the Bambi situation.
Mama D.
The hunter destroyed the deer, but the deer crossed the wrong street again.
I can't.
What does that mean?
I cannot.
Bambi!
Oh,
what
Lord.
Does that mean? It was so great. I thought it was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Mama but she really be coming up with the craziest shit.
Shout out to Dean Johnson. Mama D, just 50%. No, yeah. Bitch.
It was.
I'm here because I'm just fucking nosy. I don't know who you are. I seen you at that thing. You was cute. Was I'm trying pretty. To get some cute grandkids. Right. And my son
Bambi.
Don't got no one right
don't
now.
Want the gazelle, so let's go on.
Lord.
They do come for Bambi a lot, though. You know? Why is it so bad? She's not that bad looking. You know, the wig is a little thick sometimes.
I mean, it's just the Bam.
I don't know how like, to keep they keep her relevant by coming for her because she ain't got no relevancy.
I mean, really.
Relevancy.
She's tall. She's slender. She has breasts. I mean, what's the big deal?
I know what's wrong with Bambi.
Okay, speaking of breasts, so Betty shows Mama D the transgender video of Scrappy talking about the transgender community, and Mama D is just appalled.
She is appalled.
And I felt like it was more of like a Kris Jenner thing for her, where she was like, oh my God, my son don't know what he's doing. I have to clean this up.
I didn't raise my kid like this.
You know what I'm saying? But he clearly was like, Ma, you did raise me to judge people.
Yeah.
He said that.
He said it
straight up.
Which I loved too much.
The palace is on fire. It's going to be a rainy night in Georgia.
I can't.
Like, these are just gems, just jewels that we can use in life. You know what I mean? Like, who's writing this? So Mama D meets up with Scrappy, and she tells him about the pop-up at the studio, and...
Mom, you going to stay on my business?
I mean, really? Like...
What are they talking about?
It doesn't make any sense.
I stay out your shiznai.
My thing is more like, if you're going to stick up for the transgender community, use it properly. Because it's not transgender community.
I can't.
She couldn't say the word. It was a really bad PSA.
I mean, it's a big word, too.
It was a bad PSA.
Yeah, but they both have like a really weird lisp in the wrong place. So it makes them look really, really ignorant, you know, every time they say anything.
Not that it makes them look ignorant. All right.
Oh, it's not the lisp?
I'm sitting here like, wait, lisp. Is it a lisp?
I feel like they can't pronounce certain words.
I don't know if that's a lisp.
I don't think it's the lisp. Okay, I think it's the drawl.
Yeah.
The what?
Give them the lisp. Give them the drawl.
I think it's a drawl.
It's a lispy drawl. No, you just.
Is there like a box of nails?
Why
on your
do
hair?
They
like,
have unicorns and shit for Bambi? Like, I can't.
Why is there
emoticons?
I'm trying to these stage ass scenes. Honestly, y'all, like,
they are
really.
Staged.
This
gross.
Episode was just like.
Embarrassing. It was obviously
how dare you
like.
Play
this
shit.
Seriously.
Like,
but, you know, they wanted to have their transgender PSA, so they coordinated it and they did it.
They did have a transgender PSA.
I mean, that's what it was.
But then at the same time, you're really going to tell your son, like, you need to go meet up with Betty for what? Like, for what? Why do I need to meet up with her? Like,
she is trying to say they can make music, right? I mean, Betty makes.
There's
she,
how
she
many
did something.
Fucking girls out there that sound like that? You know what I mean? Like, he can sing a fucking song with anybody. No, right? Why is he going to go do this with Betty? What is the purpose of this? Are we really going to bring Betty into the storyline even more so?
Really
bring
hard.
D. Smith into the storyline. Like, not Betty. Why are we bringing Betty?
Well, they're trying to bring Betty D. Smith via Betty because D. Smith keeps dismissing everybody every time she kind of gets pulled into a storyline. So it's like,
she's so spicy for no reason.
Betty, bring your friend again because we're trying to get this hoe on the show and she's
at some point I feel like with D. Smith,
she's so annoying.
Yeah.
At some point it becomes like a black eye to the transgender community the way she acts, her attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So she's never been super open or loving or embracing herself.
She's never been
well. Yes, she did. I felt like at first
right
I
at the
liked
beginning.
Her at the beginning, and then it was like as soon as Tammy came around, this anger.
I feel like it was all fake from the beginning. She was like, hi. Yes, I do things.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm a fucking producer, writer.
Yeah.
And you want me to model
Wasn't
for
buying
you?
It. Mm-hmm.
Like, bitch.
I can't. So, speaking of Scrappy. D. Smith, shows up with Betty at Scrappy and Bobby V's Sucker for Love performance.
It was so good.
Was
I was
so
like,
good.
Where can I get that song?
It was so
Bobby
good
V.
for. It was so important to Scrappy that he left his lunch meeting with his mom and still wore the same thing to the performance.
Same shirt.
Yeah.
And no, the whole outfit.
It was different.
No, it was not.
It was blue. And the other shirt that was the
lighting.
Gray.
The light. That was the lighting.
He left. He left Mama D and
he wore his workout shirt.
I just would like to know why he's wearing a fitted shirt.
Was that fitted?
It was really
for
fitted.
Who?
And it was like fitted, fitted as in
for
shape,
Betty Idol.
As in it was too tight. Exactly. Like why was it cupping his butt and his hips? It was just strange. I didn't understand. Mm-hmm.
He was trying to show you all that.
All that.
That's
Ms.
not
Nye.
What I want to see for any is Nye. Thanks.
Ms. Nye under my shiz Nye.
So and then I'm also it. Like they were at a club called the Liquid. Host, which looked more like the trap host.
Oh,
like, where are we?
Yeah, that looked like an abandoned building somewhere that
they just threw a sign
plastered on a sign.
Like, right, like the engine of 48 hours. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we'll shoot in here.
Scrappy wants everyone to know that he is not homophobic. What did you get from that conversation, though? His comment, and I mean,
he contradicted himself like 1,000 times.
I mean, literally, when he was walking, he's like, "Oh shit, she brought so and so with her."
like
he knew he wasn't prepared for an argument.
Absolutely,
he said, "You know, well, but, I need the baby pictures, but like, I respect you, but I'm just saying, like, you can't be secretive." And then she's like, "Well, you guys are secrets too." And he's like, "Yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right." So
yeah, those guys, yeah.
And honestly, I think it was just at a point where it was like, D just kind of got, you can't be mad because it's just when a guy like Scrappy puts his head down and is like, you know, I ain't really shit. So, like, if I take a picture with the trans community, ain't no one going to give a fuck. They just going to say that, you know, I'm out here, you know, fucking you. And, you know, if Kanye West does it, then he's saving the world. But me, Scrappy, like, I'm just going to go down like Chingy.
That's my girlfriend.
Like Chingy.
And that's like real talk. Chingy. You know what? Like, where that was the realest shit Scrappy could have really said. He couldn't even look up and say that shit.
You're trying to process thoughts and make them come out of his mouth. Of course he's not going to say that. He told us he's not prepared to speak before he even started.
Aww.
You know, poor Scrappy.
Is Scrappy ever prepared, Kaylin? Probably not.
No. And then, you know, he's the kind of guy that needs a publicist or somebody that's always there to help him through, to coach him.
He should hang out with Waka Flocka more.
Yeah, okay. Well, tune in next week.
A lot in common.
Bobby V works at Walmart.
Oh. Stop
no, he
it.
Does not.
No, he doesn't.
Stop it.
You know, that's what the performance was.
Jaquan. I'm surprised Jaquan has not.
He's like, I got to get back to work, y'all, but thank you. We love you guys.
It was the old Walmart. They moved a Super Walmart down the street, so they just used the old one.
The old one.
All right, so the beginning of the episode, we got Scrap in his court, in the whole court situation. Everyone was really sad, especially Carly, but she was thankful that he gave her her heart.
His heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You know, with all this,
all this love going on.
Yeah,
pulsation. Tommy,
she thought it was a heartbeat.
Tierra, everyone just all upset. The judge said, "You know, I'm willing to be lenient,
as lenient as I can be." He said, "As lenient as I can be, and the minimum is 5 years. The maximum was what 30? I thought it was 30. It was 30 years. So I'm gonna give you 20.
Five years inside."
15 years of probation or whatever. I was like, damn, if that's lenient, honey, woo, I'm scared of you.
All off that ganja.
But they were in Minnetonka Funky County, so.
Yo, plus $100,000 fine.
You know what, but 15 years of probation is set up for you to fail.
It's
almost
exactly.
impossible that you're going to do something. You're going to violate your probation
weed,
in 15
like,
years.
Yeah. That's fucking
you,
rude as
fuck. He can't even smoke it. Like, if he fails a drug test, he's going back to jail.
That's
like,
insane.
That's nuts.
I'm ripping something, throwing it.
That's freaking...
You have to pick that up.
I know, so it's going to be so... Like, why am I ripping
it? I feel bad for
it. Yeah. Use the wrist to scoop it up.
Speaking of ripping it, Mimi was ripping into Stevie tonight because
she wanted some answers.
So, okay. Stevie comes out into Mimi's fucking apartment.
I thought she was about to say, so let's play a little game called What's Mimi's Stupid Situation or something.
Well, we've been watching it for how many fucking seasons, so that's not a fucking game.
I was waiting on like some game show music to come on and we were going to be like, Mimi's stupid again.
I was so irritated. Arian was supposed to come in, but Big Bang moving the show up. Sorry.
Oh.
She's on her way back to Atlanta now. All right, so Stevie comes out in his fucking underwear looking like fucking the fifth member of Rough Ends or something. Like, stop. Why are you oiled up?
Looking
like,
real thirsty.
Vaseline'd up. Fucking so nobody.
Never gonna get.
He was like, all she gotta do is see it. She was just...
I mean, don't get, you know what I mean? Like, how old is he? He's probably pushing 50 now.
I mean, he looks good. He's in shape. You know, he had his little boxer briefs on. I'm not mad, but...
Yeah, like, and it's just like all up in the house. Like, this is not, I can't. He said, feels good to be home.
His little do-rag.
You're not. Like, not yours. On,
he was talking about her vagina.
Yes.
Felt good to be home.
And y'all know, I've said that before. As soon as the cameras left, she let him put it in.
Of course. Feels good to be home.
She was like, say right bye. I'm going to bed. You're right bye.
You know, he was like, baby, get on the shower.
Then
ball.
She was like,
I'm done.
Or the text, ping, like, you
that,
up.
Do that pull up like you did in this movie.
Wait, he ain't going to text her. He going to just open the door like,
I can't. That's scary.
Mimi said she wants a road trip to North Carolina to see Promise because...
Why you say the whole name? To see Promise be May.
Bitch, she's just going to get Promise from me.
Promise.
Stevie going to end the conversation with, well, it's nighttime. Sure is. Good night. On the couch downstairs. Like,
yeah, right.
Right. No, yeah. I know.
She's about to go get in the shower and he's going to roll right in there with her.
They said Stevie J is 46 for the record.
Okay.
And Carly, and then they said Carly 76. Is 76. Y'all wrong.
Oh my gosh, she's 50 for real?
Yeah, which is not bad, actually.
She was older than that. But
Carly Red is 50?
She doesn't look.
She is not 50.
Her daughter's 20-something, I think.
She is not 50.
Yeah, she looked good for her age.
Yeah, she does look kind of good for her age.
No, that's what I'm saying. She don't look.
And she
that's the getting... running joke is that she's old as hell, but she looks great.
She's still getting the D and from Young Bucks, too.
She be acting like she damn near 23.
Yeah. Lion B, maybe. I can't. All right, so they go on this road trip, and Stevie...
This reminds me of back in the day, you know, when we take our little road trips
together.
Well, bitch, we wasn't taking road trips to baby mama's house.
Right.
Or we might have been. Shit. Mimi put up with her thing.
Or they were, the road trip, she didn't know that that's what they were doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Baby, just wait up in the hotel.
That's where the babies was made, on those road trips.
That's my dancer. Mm.
And then she pull out this damn DNA test, and I'm like... Girl, why don't you go to a clinic? Like,
honey, you can get that at the drugstore these days. You just swab it in the mouth and put it in the mail.
Swab it in the mouth. Mm-hmm. All right.
I just can't believe there was nobody there. It was just her.
Where?
At her house. There was no kids.
Oh, no. First of all.
She was like, yeah, she here.
First of all, they're driving in the car. He says, wait, what?
No, go on.
They're driving in the car. He says... You know, I haven't talked to Jocelyn in a while, but, you know, you cook good. The baby's here. I mean, I got everything I need. Plus, I'm sexually neglected.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
You can put a little rhyme together.
First of all, you cook good. I mean, like, really, Beyonce would not be pleased with you at all.
It wasn't good enough because you ran off with Jocelyn.
Well, I mean...
And now it's all slapping me in the face.
I don't want no sloppy.
She was old news for a little bit.
I mean, really, you wonder why Jocelyn was calling you the maid. The first thing you're going to say is, you cook good, the baby good. Here. Like, she might as well. Those are things you could say about, you know what I mean? Like,
that's gross. And why do you care? Like, I mean, I get it, because maybe she was up, because she was talking about the child support thing. But, like, to go to that much work to, like, drive to North Carolina, he ain't your man no more. Okay. Like...
You couldn't have Skyped this bitch?
You know what I mean?
Facebook live
phone
turn?
Call, like, the fuck? Instagram a bitch? Direct message or something?
Well, she clearly would have kept on lying, so...
Well, first of all, I felt like this was going to be a crossover episode between VH1 and MTV with Catfish. Because, the way they showed up at our door, like...
Oh, my gosh. Seriously.
This bitch come out like, oh, bitch, you surprised. Coming out looking like a drag queen.
Right,
star.
Right. I didn't know y'all were coming here today.
Oh, my gosh.
I just put my heels on to answer the door.
My heels and my makeup and my good wig.
Okay.
To answer doors. That's how I usually do it. Yes,
I just put this...
No kids and nobody in the house. This is how I walk around.
I just put this waist trainer on. Bitch, you got a waist trainer?
I was waiting for you, Stevie.
He's like, so what you mean? Weird. Don't I look in it? My bad. All right, so they show up to this girl's house. Hi, I'm Stevie. This is... I know who you are. She said they have a 2-year-old daughter, and then comes out to say that there is no baby. She doesn't know him, and that she just did it because. And no, and then she started.
Like, calm down, bitch.
Like, wait.
We don't know what are you talking about?
It was just out.
Like, is the baby named Talent?
Are you what crying or sweating? Oh, like, what is happening to your face right now?
No one knew. No one knew.
And the fact that this is TV and nobody called, no ambulance, nobody called a therapist, like, yo. Nothing. Nobody called.
I mean,
how else am I supposed to be famous? I mean, Kim Kardashian's out here having sex tapes.
I was just trying to get known.
This is why. Look what this is what reality television has done, y'all.
This is what it's
done.
They
are making people fake having babies. I can't.
Well, we've been seeing that on New York.
Fake having babies, fake having met somebody, fake. She probably never even, maybe not even had sex. I mean, maybe she just don't in her own world.
I'm wondering how many people, she probably tweeted that out, watch my episode.
Yes.
Oh my, she probably, you know what I'm saying? No, you know what she has been, star of, cast member of Love and Hip Hop, bitch.
She tried, she out of North Carolina trying to host a club night. From Love and Hip Hop.
Promise me maybe.
Oh,
I'm done.
You know, she got a wig line. You know, everything. She got whatever the fuck outfit that was. She got a fucking Instagram line. And go get your coin, girl, because why not? Join the fucking circus, bitch, because I might as well at this point. Shit.
Y'all.
Promise Be Made production company shall be called Promise Productions. Tagline, we promise it will be horrible. Promise Be Maybe. I can't with y'all.
She did look like rotisserie chicken, though.
I'm never going to be able to look at rotisserie chicken the same way.
You're messing me up.
Like, weird.
So, Promise B, Plan B.
How am I trying to ruin his character?
Well,
in this instance, I would say you didn't really ruin his character.
No, but it's defamation, though.
You can't really. I mean, that goes with his character.
I mean, he's whole. He has multiple babies, multiple mamas. Like
if someone's like, I got pregnant by Peter Guns, like, that's not.
He ain't married.
Okay.
And he admits to not being married. So he admits on a regular basis that he's a liar.
She was under the impression that he was married. So if you. You don't go out talking about a married man that you got a 2-year-old child by him.
I mean,
that's defamation of character.
That's not defamation of character.
That is.
I mean, it's just psycho.
Because his character would have to be something other than a hoe for that to be
his
defamation.
His character would have to be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Just because he's a hoe doesn't mean that you can just make up
you
shit
can
on him.
Call him a hoe, which is essentially
you can
what
call
she
him
did.
A hoe.
That's
no,
not defamation.
She went further. She
but
took
dude,
a step
Jocelyn's
further.
Out here talking about he likes fucking dildos and shit like that. And like,
oh, she out here.
She's
y'all.
Out here she's like
talking about he watches
all.
Gay porn.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, he probably does because they did all kind of stuff together. They were.
Freaks
Jocelyn's
in the sheets.
Saying that now?
It's a spectrum.
Girl, and like, you know? And you're
it's
a lesbian
spectrum.
Girl, so what's good? Like,
who's
you know,
they're all sexually fluid.
They're just
so it's not
you
an
guys, they're free
to be like, oh my god, you like a stick in your butt. It's like, I'm not surprised. Of course.
Right.
Like, you know, whatever.
I can't with you. All right, so.
Absolutely. See me trying to defend motherfuckers that shouldn't be defended.
What did you guys think of the
Promise deserves to be defended. Promise should be committed somewhere, and we should be concerned about her.
Yes, no.
Okay.
We're laughing, she,
honestly,
but we should
yes.
all be afraid. Like,
okay.
It's
Promise
shit.
Is that, yes,
right.
y'all.
No, no.
And that's why I appreciate the people who watch this after show, because we know that you guys do not absorb the show like Promise does, because clearly she'd been watching how many seasons was trying to find a way
like,
to
be
get on Love
it's
and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
And
like,
what did she do?
She made her way.
She sure did.
She got in touch with Mona.
No, this
sure
is truth.
Did.
This is truth.
I wonder what her real name is. It
harsh
can't
reality
be
is a fan just
Promise
went too
B
far in Orlando.
Yes.
So you know
so
the fans be going way too far.
That is not a
you're right.
Deal.
No, that's
intense.
You're right. Okay.
I
don't think she needs to be defended. I think she needs to be committed.
She needs to
be
defended.
Courtney is
hugged.
Johnny Cochran's niece.
Honey, I wish. Was the Johnny Cochran money go anywhere? Because I showed her getting none. Anyway.
What'd you guys think of Mimi and Rashida talking about the Stevie J sleepover?
Bored.
Like, I love Rashida, but we really try to reach way out to include her into something.
She's like, my girl Rashida always got the truth for me.
And right, now everybody
and it don't always feel good. Nah.
Come on.
She was 45, still doing the same shit.
We stretch.
You will not catch me.
Mona reaches back outside the ship to the ground to go scoop Rashida
up. I would never. Oh my gosh.
Who's the devil?
Beyonce.
Production. All right, and then we see this picture of Jocelyn and Rick Ross's hand on her, and it's like,
ooh. I remember that picture. I remember that photo, too. It's all a hustle to keep us interested in the show.
Okay.
But I think Rick Ross even said something like, yo, like, that's not my chick. I don't want her.
I just smashed the ones.
I just wanted to touch her booty.
Jocelyn's found me doing her business, handling it, and the Stevie contract is up. I'm so she's mad working at her with Dawn.
With her damn paint.
Her little.
So guess what
her
I did?
Painting, her t-shirt of herself. She said, you know what I did, Dawn? I lied about the babies because guess what? I made it all up and it's all a lie because Stevie's no good and he keep going back to Mimi and I'm just done. And she when she find out my whole plan, everything gonna happen for me.
But keeping it all the way real, like, maybe we have finally found Jocelyn's calling. Like, the rap thing, leave it alone, girl. Go on and act. Cried your ass off in that scene with Mimi. I bought into it. Yep. I would buy it a little bit. She was so upset. Like, it was, like, legit, like, scorned woman upset. Jocelyn, girl, you follow that shit. Go and get yourself a class. You're going to have a movie for real before you know it.
Nocella. She would be the mistress. A telenovela.
Telenovela.
She would be great. She would be great.
I still don't understand it. So,
it don't make sense.
She has this three-part plan. Yeah. To make Mimi ultimately put Stevie on child support, that's not going to happen. It's the worst plan ever.
Her and Promise would probably actually get along very well. Like, I think they think very alike. It's very like Wile E. Coyote, like these extravagant plans never work. Right. Like, the fact that you're sitting here talking about, oh, you know, and Dawn, like, she's any better, talking about, girl, guess what I got you booked for? What you get me booked for? Rick Ross's mansion.
No, my phone's been ringing off the hook. And I got us something. What'd you get? Something that pays money? Job? Work? What? I got us invitations to a party.
Bitch. This is a great opportunity. To do what?
Find you a man.
Right.
Find you some dick.
What Dawn was really saying is this is a great opportunity for me to meet somebody that will take me home, and now you are my ticket in the door.
Right.
No, Dawn will probably actually do real networking. Jocelyn going to go up and then get, like she said, what did Jocelyn say? She said, I'm going to get fucked up, and you never know what happens after that.
Mm-hmm. I smashed him. So what, Stevie? We weren't together.
That's true, though.
All right.
And we weren't together.
Next.
We see Stevie up at Power 107. Power 107 on his press tour.
Oh,
promoting
his girl, the new girl, or whoever the hell that
Miss
was.
Miss Jackson, his business partner, with this awesome new product that we
didn't hear anything about.
What product is she?
What product?
And then she really didn't even turn down, like, if he fucked her or not. She was like, I'm about my business.
She didn't
like,
say no, y'all. She didn't say no.
Okay, I'm is fucking part of the business?
Mona's like, there like, don't you dare spill the tea.
Know your answer.
You can only say these four things. Thank you.
Oh, it's like taboo.
Can't use those words.
You can't use words at all.
He said he hasn't talked to Jocelyn much, and he saw the Rick Ross picture, but he ain't worried because him and Jocelyn have never been married, and they aren't married. He would never get married to her. Right.
And all this is a sham, and we're all involved in this huge, diabolical, ridiculous scheme of bullshit.
Yay! So we can have a TV show.
Mm-hmm. And then we're talking to you guys.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have never met you guys all up in the chat room. Misha C, Tony Roberts, Love and Hip Hop T.
Shout out to all
CC
y'all.
CC Freak, love you.
Jocelyn can be happy from the Players about. Club. If they do a remake on Lifetime.
Yeah, they should.
The Lifetime Players Club.
Oh, Lord.
I love the Players Club. I still watch that shit every once in a while. Okay.
I ain't seen it in a minute. I need to revisit that.
For a good laugh, there should be a movie night.
I need to revisit Players Club.
Wait, can we do a watch-along? Would you guys watch that? If we did a watch-along, we'll watch it, and you guys can talk live chat with us watching it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be dope.
That'd be fun.
They do that over on Popcorn Talk.
I know.
Another network here. Just like Black Hollywood Live! Live. Bye. Check it out, blackhollywoodlive.com. All right, on that note, let's head into what?
Predictions.
I feel like we're really
and now, you're
AfterBuzz TV. Good job, guys.
Y'all always get the BHL mug that's got like the one-sided.
Oh yeah,
y'all don't ever get the double-sided. I always get the double-sided.
I always because I'm like, who bought all these left-handed mugs?
Okay.
Yeah.
No anyways. Offense to the left-handers out there.
No. Next week looks amazing, huh? So we're going to see...
That sounded so fake. So next week looks amazing, huh?
Stevie J thinks, how can I piss Jocelyn off?
Some more, because we're all 10 years old.
I'm going to sign it's a Jessica
web.
Dime.
It's a web. We're all in the web.
But I love it. Give some Jessica Dime some love. Yeah. I'm totally with it.
I can't wait to hear her Jessica rap.
The only thing I hate about it is I just really feel like Jocelyn, I mean, she definitely hooked up with Stevie. And I just...
Who, Jessica Dime?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they all hooked up together at the same time.
Yeah, they all hooked up probably together. So then that's why they're even cooler. Because it's like...
No, I know. Yeah, but like, I feel like... It's just like, girl, like, bitch, I just feel Jessica, like...
Whatever. She's trying to get... An uncle for Jessica. Like, Jess, it's okay. The best way she can.
Listen, I am all...
Do what you gotta do, girl.
Yes, I am off
trying to get off the pole.
Go against all strippers. Strippers have now shown me the way.
Of what? Where you
go? They're all benefiting. They're all progressing.
No, yeah, life. We got it like fucked up.
We're the ones that are not.
Somebody told me to go to school and that everything was gonna be fine. No, for real, like, and then all these chicks just need got to find on a some pole. Dick. You know?
I was watching. I was looking at Black China's whole breakdown right now, and I was like, we got to twist it. Nah, I'm not mad at strippers any longer. No, I applaud you, women, for what you do.
I was never mad at them.
They out here.
Tammy is over Waka, which obviously in the news we've kind of heard that they're split.
Yeah,
they have split.
And they have split.
They're done.
Well,
she deserves nothing but love and respect.
She's way
too
cute for Waka.
She's super cute, but I mean, she acted as if based on what we saw, he's been fucking a gang of bitches.
Well,
are we surprised?
We're not surprised, but they come off very cute. Everybody knows
like Oscar the Grouch.
We love them like Chloe and Lamar when they on TV. When we see them together.
I mean, first of all, they're definitely not anywhere. Like,
they're cute. They're a really cute couple.
I mean, he has a good personality, but like, so doesn't every other whore man on these
shows.
That's
what I was going to say. Like, Flocka has a good personality.
Yeah, his Facebook's popping. I love his. Yeah, his funny.
Him on TV is so dry.
I think he's cool.
Like, high most of the time.
Yeah, like, see, you know what I mean?
You're like, I understand
him. I understand his language.
He's like, that's why I know he's got a good personality. I can translate through that shit.
All right, so we
I thought they had a good relationship.
Who else did we see?
Yeah, they did. While she accepts him fucking other hoes.
Thank you, Caitlin. I agree.
Straight from the Lost and Found, Amber's back.
Jeez.
And not only that, in front.
Oh my god, the apartment! I could not.
Amber's back, and she in front of what's that boy's name? Little chubby little
Jay Nix.
Oh, good one. look at you contributing. Jay Nix.
I try.
So. Hooking up, well, she hooked up with Young Jock, but she, in front of Jay Nix, is rubbing on Jock. His. Yeah.
And then over on the table again, just like,
hey, girl.
Like, girl.
The weed man got the hookup.
She crazy, y'all.
Is that thirst even, like, allowed?
The thirst was too
That's real. Not even attractive.
That's not thirst.
You don't even want
she's
it.
She's the lake. Babe. She is, she's just there. She's like, hi. Who wants to swim? Who wants to swim?
Like, you want
but that's
some?
What I'm saying. Who wants to hit that?
Apparently, all of y'all.
I mean, yeah.
I'm cool on acceptable. That. I'd be like, word to God. I'd be like, yo, thank you.
If she sat on your lap, Stefan, put your head
it's,
in her
it's
titties,
cute, it's funny
like,
until it's not.
Yeah,
it's
but like, how many drinks in until.
Oh, now we're talking. Now I'm intoxicated. What?
I'm
not making clear decisions.
Where are you not? You know,
had a couple drinks. You know, she done sat on your lap.
Yeah, but y'all playing poker.
Okay, her or Yorma?
Girl. I'm definitely Yorma. Team Yorma.
Really?
What?
No, I mean they both look exactly alike.
False.
No, they don't look exactly false. Like they're offering actually, the same.
They're offering the same party.
They both have the wrong Yorma's face, got more the of
a. Yorma's got more of a what?
She's got more of a purity to her, you know, like a.
What? It,
yes. How? I love. Yorma?
A purity.
Are we going to Love and Hip Hop New York?
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
There's not even a comparison.
What? Purity? What? She.
I mean, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yorma was in a relationship and she got cheated on.
She was trying to be wifey.
Amber's just like, oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Amber's like.
She's trying to find she tried to smash it. Smash it, smash it, smash
it. What's that?
Smash it, smash it. Get out of here.
Just like the scariest like person ever.
Yorma.
Amber's entertaining though.
10 times
Yorma. Oh my god, like she's out here. Amber, she gets no
I like Amber.
I was like, Amber's motherfucking bad girl.
And there's she got no chill. She's in, at the poker no table
oh my
with
god.
The dude that is her guy.
Yeah.
And she rubbing the next dude, trying to let him smash.
Amber probably come home to Jay next and be like,
"No, so her
tonight was fucking whack. Like nobody wanted no pussy tonight. Like I couldn't make nothing."
He like, see that's exactly what I don't fuck with.
And then she gives it
you.
Up, so then they have sex.
Yeah, no.
Oh my god! I mean, clearly.
Wait, comes home that she would never be.
Wait, no, but then has sex disgusting. And is like, so how are we gonna tell Jay Nix about
and
this? What at this point? Why? I don't think like he would think anything.
Jay
differently.
Nix knows.
Jay Nix out here
and
fucking
he's fine
probably fucking
with
Yorma
it.
At this point.
Yeah, no, he's had Yorma. He's had Amber. He's had everybody.
I can't. And
but
then,
let me just clarify. By purity, I mean she actually has pure intentions. Guys, not
Amber
like
Steph,
I love you, but
Amber Lisa, is Flint.
Hear me
water.
Out,
Flint water is the killed it all. TNT bandit.
Take that home.
I think her.
Amber looks like Katie's goth sister. I'm done. Oh my god.
Just so I'm clarifying, I think that she's more genuine. She's more genuine.
Oh my god.
Than,
yo, she really looks like
oh
Katie's
Caitlin,
younger
I
gossip.
I can't with you.
Caitlin, I fuck with you so hard.
Oh my god.
And then last but not least, who does Tierra go on a date with?
Jocelyn, ain't it?
Oh, no, Jay Nix.
Jay Nix.
Oh,
Jay Nix.
See, look,
again.
Like...
So why you worried
like,
about
just,
it? They all running around.
But listen, that's
bottles,
not the same thing.
With,
if she was at the... When she wasn't at the crib...
Yorma is not cured. DJ Self looks like melted chocolate ice cream and dirty...
Oh my god.
That
was so specific.
Really, he does not look like melted chocolate ice cream and dirty toilet water.
That's listen, deep. I take Yorma five to seven times before that crazy chick.
And so, oh, go ahead.
Hey, I was about to call her Trina. What's her name?
Tommy?
No.
Tierra.
Tierra would not find herself in a situation with all these dudes sitting around a table
sure
throwing herself onto
sure
the next
that?
Man while her ex-man is right there.
Tierra is a shark, okay? She yeah. might do whatever the fuck she has to do.
You don't know what she be dealing with.
You don't
I'm trying
know
to figure out where she works and why she ain't found her man.
That's the side. That's the show I want to see. I want to follow these, like, detective these people when they say they do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was at the studio. Let's go follow
Tierra probably got her a white boyfriend somewhere.
We didn't
get a white boy. Yeah, that's what you need to do, Tierra. Lead him.
He'll take care of all your kids, girl. And then we see
that could be a good idea.
Tommy and
that's
Jocelyn.
A great idea.
Tommy and Jocelyn.
Who
and do you guys remember the scene from Cruel Intentions
yes.
when the two girls make out? Like,
yeah.
that's all I felt
yeah,
like this
yeah.
was the urban version of that. It was like Jocelyn.
So we're going to take it to the back of this strip club. I mean, my house. And we gonna put that tongue to work. Whose tongue? Your tongue.
Why?
You're like, bitch, I never said I was. Yeah. You know, it's like, all right.
But then
all
she
right.
gonna go. She's like, all right, I'm gonna go do it again.
Mm, I want to stay on the show.
I'm trying to stay on the show. Exactly.
I want to stay on the show.
Wait,
yeah,
so,
and Scrap ain't gonna be here next season.
Right,
yeah.
So wait.
And I need
but
a storyline.
Why is she banded from the reunion?
Who?
Tommy.
Because
she's
probably
crazy.
Like not trying to break her parole because she beat on his somebody for
true,
real. Because you
yeah,
know they had major guards around.
She's
every
legit
time
nuts.
She was around.
I can't.
She's the yellow strawberry. What?
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, that's all we got for you guys tonight. You guys can hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Keep in contact with me everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Me as Sensei Don't Play.
And I'm at I Am Stefan.
Y'all, it's hot as fuck. We is tired. Love y'all. See you
yes.
next week.
Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV.